This Week in Health with Dr. Declan Matthews, kindly sponsored by the Clockgate Pharmacy.
Right, we're back with our interview there about COVID. I think we're overdue one at this stage. Declan, I suppose we'll start with the question on everyone's lips at the moment. Cases are really high and hospital and ICU numbers are increasing daily. People are starting to wonder, is the vaccine working?
I think I wouldn't blame people for wondering. If you remember when we go back to when all this originally started, we said if we got 60, 70% cover with vaccine, that would give us herd immunity and everything would be fine. We're up to nearly 90% cover with vaccine of the adult population and everything isn't fine. Now, it has to be said that most of those cases are unvaccinated younger age groups. Okay, so from that point of view, and they're better able for it and they're better able to manage it. But the more of them that get it, one or two of them will end up in hospital, and that is the problem. And the cases are still crazily high. Yes, I agree.
And what do you think is the reason for such high numbers?
The reason seems to be, as I say, that it's in a sort of a younger age group who probably feel, and in a way it's hard to blame them, that really if they get the virus, it's not going to affect them too much. And for the vast, vast majority of them, that is absolutely true. It won't affect them too much. But there will be a small percentage who will get seriously ill. There will be a small percentage who will end up in hospital. And there will be a percentage of them who get it who will end up with long COVID. And that's where the problems will lie.
Okay. There is a bit of talk that all restrictions could be lifted in 6 weeks. Do you think this is the right move with cases so high?
There is talk of 6 weeks. I think that 6 weeks is a little bit ambitious. I think they're trying to give us a bit here and give us a bit there and make us feel better. I don't quite see it, all restrictions being gone in 6 weeks' time.
Okay. Should a pregnant woman get vaccinated, in your opinion?
Absolutely, a pregnant woman should get vaccinated. It's a no-brainer, really. You will not get the vaccine if you're under 13 or 14 weeks, and you won't be given the vaccine after 33 weeks of pregnancy. But other than that, yes, you should be. You should be taking
it. Okay, because there is some pregnant women being admitted to hospital.
There are 10% of those who are in ICU at the moment are pregnant women. Okay, so that's a bit frightening. Do you
is
know what I mean?
Is that because their breeding is more at risk because they're pregnant?
I think it probably is. There's certainly more. Pregnancy seems to be a risk factor for COVID, and it seems to be causing problems. So yeah, pregnant women.
10% is a high number.
10% is a high number. It's frightening.
Okay. If someone in your household tests positive and you yourself are fully vaccinated, do you still need to go for a test?
If you're asymptomatic, in other words, if you have no symptoms, no, you don't need to go for a test. But if you're symptomatic, absolutely, yes, you do.
So that also means, just say, if your wife had it, had COVID, and you didn't, and you're fully vaccinated, you can leave the house. You don't have to isolate.
No, you don't have to isolate. No, but if you become symptomatic at all, then you should.
Okay. Latest research seems to show that the effectiveness of the vaccine seems to be dropping after a 6 month period, and there is talk about booster shots. Should people now be concerned that they are not fully vaccinated?
Yeah, this is only come out in the last few days. This report has come out from the UK in the fact that they looked over a lot of people, and it seems to be that our vaccination sort of the amount of preventative stuff we have in us drops, and they reckon that by the autumn it'll have dropped, you know, whereas up to now, if you got the vaccine, you were 70, 80, 90% covered. It drops to about being 50% covered. They don't know if this is just... the fact that you check people's antibodies and the antibodies seem to drop, but they don't know if does that mean that we are more prone to getting infection or not. But it's certainly slightly worrying, and I think it certainly will mean I do see booster vaccinations on the card.
I think there'll be a lot more reluctance for people to get boosters. Would you agree? There won't be
I don't think so. I think people will go for it, you know.
Okay.
I think you'll do anything rather than get COVID, really. And if you think of it, the age groups that they're worried about are the sort of older, vulnerable people with underlying conditions. I think they'll grab it, you know. I really do. And I think they'd be right to grab it.
Okay. Are children more at risk from the Delta variant?
That's a very good question. We don't know. As you know, schools returned this morning. We haven't had Delta while we've had school. We've only had Delta during the summer. So we don't know whether it will be more prevalent in kids. Some of the evidence from the States suggests that it won't be, but we're still not 100% sure.
Okay. Would you advise over 12s to get the vaccine?
I would advise over 12s to get the vaccine, because I say they're the sort of age group that are going to be spreading it around. around, and it's just, I think it's a very good idea from the get the vaccine. No research has been done on under 12s. No research has been done on the vaccine in small children. So there's no evidence that that's going to be advised at any time soon. It may become a possibility. We've been very lucky so far in that none of the variants have hurt children badly. And if a variant appears, and there's a new variant appearing in Peru that they're a little bit worried about because it seems to be more resistant to vaccination. But if variants like that appear, or variants appear whereby children get quite sick with it, then we're going to have to revisit this.
Why is there so many variants?
Because that's what the virus does. As we've said before, the virus is only one thing to do in life. The virus doesn't want to get you and me. It wants to survive. So the easiest way for it to survive is to keep mutating. And it keeps mutating. It keeps changing. These could even be little mistakes that it makes in that it, when it's mutating. But they allow it to become, to live on. So it wants to live on.
Like all of us.
Like all of us, exactly.
Okay, yeah. We leave it at that. Thanks.
Thanks very, very much.